every other Friday at this time, we're going to find out how you, the family, and your husband, Officer Eric Mattson, is doing. So as we kick things off here, first and foremost, how is Eric doing this week?
Eric actually wanted to start off and share a script that he had picked out. He's been getting letters in the mail, and somebody had wrote this script in, so he wanted to share it with you guys this morning.
Wonderful.
The pain that you've been feeling can't compare to the joy that's coming. Romans 8:18. He thought that that was very fitting for the situation right now, given the circumstances with everything going on in this chaotic world.
Very chaotic, and a lot of folks are concerned and anxiety, and I'm sure, Megan, for yourself and for the girls, it's very difficult during this time because you're not able to be right there with Eric, but I would assume you're still doing the FaceTime with him.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little difficult. It's definitely a different situation than the normal neighbor that gets to have all of their family members inside the house. We don't get to have Eric with us, but we are FaceTiming. We had our first bonfire, actually, a couple nights ago, and Eric was able to join in. We FaceTimed him, and he got to sit around the fire with us, so that was nice. He didn't miss out on that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. The girls are obviously getting out a lot with all the fresh air and those nice days. So,
and the distance learning, we were talking about that.
Yes, the distance learning. Man, we got to pay teachers more, right? Amen.
Amen to that, yes. The teachers are wonderful for what they do with our children in school, and now the parents are becoming the homeschool teachers, and at times it can be difficult, but, you know, Megan and I, we get through it.
Yes, we do, and we will.
One of the questions that comes up, Megan, and I don't know if you can answer this or not, but a lot of folks are asking, is there a timeline for Eric to maybe come home and do more of the therapy at home, or has the doctors talked to you and Eric about any timeline, or just kind of taking it day by day?
Well, very good question, first off. Recovery takes time. Each person's brain is... Each person's brain is unique from the day we're all born. And then, obviously, each person heals at a different pace than someone else, even if they do have the same injury. So right away, when Eric got down to his rehab facility, they wanted to be able to work with him for the first month just to kind of get a feel on how he reacts and how much work needs to be done. So I don't know definitely a day Eric will be coming home as of right now, but I do know it's going to be months. I can say that.
And at least you have some guidance, of course, with all of the speech therapists, the occupational therapists. I'm sure he's staying busy and trying to progress as much as he can.
Yeah, he actually had a swallow test earlier this week, and before this week, Eric, he had to be on sticking liquids. So you and I can drink normal liquids. He has to have like a thickener in his, and he passed his test this week. So that's a huge milestone for him. He can have normal thin liquids like each and every one of us.
That is a big accomplishment.
Oh, my gosh. It's so awesome. So we get to enjoy our coffee now together every morning when he calls. It's so cool. I love it. He's so happy.
As far as timing, Megan, during the day, obviously there is some downtime so he can kind of catch up on some rest. But I'm sure the therapy sessions are grueling at times.
Yeah, he did not actually. So this morning, we FaceTimed, and he thought he hung up, but he didn't. So I just muted our conversation, and I was listening to him, and he wasn't wanting to get out of bed. He was like, three more minutes. And they're like, Eric, come on, we're going to go ride a bike today, some type of rehab bike, obviously, not a normal bike. And we let it go on for about 8 minutes, and so I unmuted my side of the phone, and I let the girls, like, talk to him, and we got him out of bed. So it's just those little encouragements that he needs to get out of bed every day, you know?
Absolutely. Other things that you've seen with Eric, Megan, as far as some of the improvements that he's been making?
Yeah, he was once before walking with an exoskeleton. It's like a harness that holds him up. And he was walking 150 feet a day, and now he can walk 300 feet a day. And he still has left side neglect in both eyes, but they're trying to get him to wear special glasses to correct that over time. But he's having double vision as well. So they put a patch over each eye for 10 minutes at a time is kind of all he can stand. And then just to recorrect those eyes from the injury. Eric got to go fishing this week at his rehab place. They have 60 acres of wildlife. So he was able to catch a sunny. That sure put a smile on his face.
I'm sure.
Yeah. They're just a really good, he's happy. He's happy where he's at. Obviously, given the circumstances, he wish he was home or we were there to help push him on. But we make it work.
And
we
I know.
Make it work.
And I know, Megan, that faith in God has been a strong tradition even before this with your family, with Eric and the girls and yourself. And God has given you the right direction and continues to push Eric and you forward because you do know that there is a light at the end of this long tunnel.
Yes. I mean, God has a plan for us for sure. He does. He never does it all at once. I mean, step by step. Because he wants to teach us to walk by faith, not by sight.
Megan,
so
be strong.
Definitely been there.
Be strong, Megan, for your girls as well. And our prayers go out to the entire Mattson family. And I do encourage everyone to say a prayer. Keep those blue lights on for the Mattson family. We have not forgot about Officer Eric Mattson and the Mattson family. And Megan, again, our special thanks for joining us on this special Friday. As always, with you and talking about your husband, Eric.
Thank you.
Thank you, Megan. Take care.